Chapter 8, Moses' Signs That God Had Sent Him. We have told you about Moses being called by the voice of God speaking out of the burning bush. He was to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let the children of Israel go out of Egypt. It was true that Moses had lived in Pharaoh's court and would know all about their customs. But it was no easy thing for him to take this message from God to the great Pharaoh. But he was encouraged as he went back to Egypt, because God had told his brother Aaron to go and meet him. So they both went to the great king and said, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." But would the proud monarch obey the voice of the Lord, the King of Kings? No, he wickedly replied, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go?" Instead of letting them go, he made their work harder by not giving them any straw for making the bricks. So they had to hunt about to find their own straw, and yet had to make as many bricks as before. What a trial this was to the Israelites, and also to Moses and Aaron. The people had rejoiced to think that God had sent Moses to deliver them, but now, instead of being set free as they had expected, they have only to work all the harder. So when the officers of Israel met Moses and Aaron, they blamed them for having only made matters worse. Poor Moses had to go and cry to the Lord, and he complained that the people were not delivered at all. Oh, how often the people and servants of God are tried in this way. They are made to hope that their prayers have been heard and to look for deliverance, and instead of that, things seem to get worse and everything to go against them. But God has a purpose in this, to try faith, to bring them to pray more earnestly, and to show more clearly his wonderful works. So he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he would not let the people go. But it was to show more clearly his power to deliver them, and also to punish Egypt and their king. God came again to Moses and encouraged him to go with Aaron once more to see Pharaoh. And this brings us to the miracle which God told Moses to show to Pharaoh, to try to convince the king that God had sent him. So when they came to Pharaoh the second time, he asked them to show him a miracle, that he might believe that God had sent them. Then Moses did as the Lord had told him, and Aaron cast down the rod which he had in his hand, and it turned into a serpent. Was not this a wonderful miracle? But did Pharaoh believe God? No, he called in his wise men and magicians. And what did they do? Why, each one cast down his rod, and they all became serpents. Whatever tricks of magic and conjuring they used, we are not told, but we are sure they could not really turn a dead stick into a living serpent. Yet it seemed as though the magicians of Egypt could do just the same as Moses and Aaron, and Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not believe. Oh, what a great trial again this was to Moses and Aaron. They thought this miracle would have made Pharaoh give way, but instead of that, the magicians appeared to do the same thing as they did. But wait a moment. We have not told you all yet, for here is another wonderful miracle, and what an encouragement it must have been to Moses and Aaron. As they looked to see the magician's rod turn into serpents, Aaron's rod proved to be a living serpent, and swallowed up all the rods of the magicians. How this must have made the magicians wonder! We should have thought also that Pharaoh would have seen how much greater the God of Israel was than his own wise men. But no, he still hardens his heart and refuses to let the people go. God has not done with him yet, and will punish the Egyptians by many more miracles, which we hope to tell you about later. There is one other miracle which God gave to Moses as a sign when he first sent him. Besides turning Moses' rod into a serpent, God showed him another miracle, although he does not appear to have performed it before Pharaoh. God told Moses to put his hand into his bosom, and when he did so, his hand became leprous. Then God told him to put his hand back into his bosom again, and when he took it out, all the leprosy was gone, and this hand was like the other. You will find the account of these miracles in the book of Exodus, chapters 4 to 6, and the first part of the chapter 7. Then, if you turn to the first chapter of the book of Daniel, you can read there that Daniel and his three friends were 10 times better than all the magicians, because God was with them.